The scripture reading is Job chapter 4, verse 8. According to what I have seen, those who plow iniquity and those who sow trouble harvest it. Amen.
사랑하는 성도 여러분,
dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, it is earth, the ground that makes the grass and trees grow, thereby creating thick forests. It also becomes a base for such living things as worms and bacteria.
삶의 터전을 제공하지요. 사람과 짐승도 궁극적으로 이
Man and animals also rely on the earth.
살아갑니다. 그런데 땅은
And if this earth is polluted, the land cannot support any life, whether animals or plants.
설령 풀이나 벌레가
Even if some grasses or insects could live, they would have deformities. Also, vegetables that grow in polluted land are harmful for people.
그래서 이제 기름띠나 뭐 이렇게 강에서 기름 들어와서 이렇게 한다고 하면 오염돼 가지고
If there's any oil leaking
죽어지는 것도 봅니다.
In the land or in the soil
사람도 그래요. 이 공기 중에 너무 오염돼 가지고 이 오염
It's the same with the people.
자칫 이렇게 오염된 공기 잘못 마시고 하여튼 하나님을 지키심을 받지 못하면 기형아가 출생되기도
Those women who are pregnant, if they are exposed to some pollutants, they might give birth to babies who have deformities. Such things can take place often in the world, but fortunately in our church, once they all check, and if they have any deformities, once they receive my prayer, until now, all of them have been healed to become normal. Furthermore, once the land is polluted, it is much more difficult for it to recover than water or air. Well, soil that is polluted to a minor degree could recover if good elements or some microorganisms are added. The soil that is severely polluted by, for example, industrial sewages, agricultural chemicals, or radioactive materials takes a long time to recover or it may not recover at all. If the land is severely polluted by radioactive materials is very difficult to recover. A similar principle can be applied to heart field of man. Once it is polluted by sins, it is not easy to recover the original state. That is why if you commit the sins leading to death, it's difficult to repent. And if you commit the sins not just once, but twice and three times and again,
그건 또 거듭 짐짓 죄를 지어 갖고
It is to willfully, deliberately commit sins and it is to crucify the Lord all over again.
그래서 이렇게 오염돼서 회복되기 불가능한 그런 땅과 같이
And so it is like the land that is completely polluted and they cannot recover at all. So you cannot receive the spirit of repentance. You can't repent on your own.
그래서 결국은 구원받지 못하는 길을
so after all,
가게 되는 거지요.
You might not receive salvation.
그래서 심히 삼가.
So knowing this, you must never commit sins leading to death.
한번 지면
Once you commit such sins, it is like an industrial sewage.
준다면 이제 폐수라고 하나요? 그런 거와 같기 때문에 한번 오염되면
So once you're polluted, it's not easy to recover.
그래서 사망이라는 죄는
That is why you must never,
회복이 쉽지 않습니다.
It's not easy to recover from sins leading to death. It's not easy to be forgiven.
그 오염 정도에 따라 회복
According to the degree of pollution, it might not recover at all.
그러나
But our God has the power to revive the barren field of man's heart.
가지신 분입니다.
Also, He is God of compassion and He gives us more strength if we try to clean our heart field once again. Even if you polluted your heart field in the past, you can recover it with the sweet rain of God's grace pouring down now.
오염된 밭을 힘써 회복시키십시오.
Isaiah 62 verse 4 says, it will no longer be said to you, forsaken, nor to your land will it any longer be said, desolate. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will cultivate your field into a good field that yields an abundant harvest, and I pray that this message will be a blessing for you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us briefly review the message of the previous session. Are there any of you who think like some people going to spirit within a year or even in a couple of months from the time they become determined to do it? But why am I not able to go into spirit quickly? I hear from many people. Some people go into spirit within a couple of months since they determined to do it. Or it took 18 months. Or there are many people going to spirit quickly. But why is it that I'm not able to do that? Those who feel this way, you can have the answer through this message. In that case, you can have the answer if you think about how deeply the roots of sin are placed in your heart. You know what kinds of sins you have committed because you know the truth now. You know since when you've been planting sins in you. Some people, even before they went to elementary school. Since when they were in kindergarten, some children, they plant sins in them. And they grow up. So it's been so old. And on top of that, they commit sins in the middle school, high school, and also in college. So they keep on committing sins. They keep on planting sins in them. In such cases, you understand how deeply those sins are placed in your heart, planted in your heart. Heart, not just in your heart and in your joints and marrow and body. Namely, the deeper the sins have taken root, the more difficult it is to pull them out. So those who I read repentance letters, and they began to commit sins since, and even before they went to elementary school. Usually, they began to commit sins in elementary school. Sins leading to death, again and again. In those cases, they began in elementary school or in middle school. And now they went to college and they've been planting sins throughout their lives. So those sins have taken root so deeply and so much so they can't really repent or turn from sins. They know that they're going to hell. But they can't stop. This is the reason why it takes time and effort to go into spirit. According to how deeply the roots have taken place. So it all depends. It's all different. To that extent, the more difficult it will be to take them off, to take them out. And also, if it's taken root so deeply, you can't pull it out yourself. In other words, the speed of going into spirit will be different depending upon the degree of having created walls of sin before God. Even though you try at the same degree, some people are faster than others. And still others, they are at a stoppage and they don't have any growth. Those who do not have deep roots of sin can go into spirit quickly. It can be likened to a rice seedling, as I gave you this comparison before. Once again, it can be likened to a rice seedling. A week after rice seedlings are planted in the field, they can be easily uprooted, even by rippling water. So those who have the experience of farming, they know. Suppose it's just the week after rice seedlings are planted. And if there is a rippling water, if there is wind, they just are pulled out. And they are floating on the water. You have to plant these seedlings deeply enough. But if they are not planted deeply enough, they'll be pulled out.
초등학생들이 뭐를 많이
So when these elementary school kids in the countryside long ago, because they don't have enough labor,
these
elementary school kids, they plant these rice seedlings. So they just plant them.
좀 심하게 보면 막 떠버리죠.
At a shallow part.
심고 가도,
not deeply enough. So even after they work, the farmer, they have to put them back, put them more deeply again. It is the same with uprooting or casting off sins. When you commit light sins, if you immediately repent and turn back, then the sins are not planted into your heart.
가벼운 죄들, 가벼운 죄들.
In case of light sins, if you just immediately repent and turn back, that, then the sins are not planted into your heart. They don't take roots deeply. So if you want to cast them away, you can just cast them away right away. Let's say that your coat or your body got dusty. If you immediately dust it off, it's made clean again.
그래서 전에 그 손에 때도 제가 비유들을 설명했죠.
I once gave you this example of
60년대, 50년대, 60년대
in the 50s and 60s.
뭐 따스한 물도 없고
We didn't have hot water.
뭐 보일러 이런 것도
We didn't have
농촌에서 같은 더군다나
boilers, especially in the countryside.
겨울 되면
during the winter, so from the fall actually,
11월 추워지기 시작하면
if it begins to get cold in November. The hands begin to get dirty because of the dust and all those things. And especially these elementary school kids, they go outside and play. You know, they fly the kites and you know, they play in the soil and they have these many games and they ride the sleighs and they wet themselves by the streams of water and even then they keep on playing and if there is any sunshine they warm themselves again and they go back to playing again. Even then they don't go back home because once they go home they can't come back out. So they just stay outside all day and playing. There's no bathroom or there's no hot water. So if it goes on for a month or two, you know, this hand is filled completely coated with dust. And the greatest is the, you know, the stains from the runny nose. You know, long ago they, at that time they had to wipe the runny nose with this sleeves and with the hands. We are young people. Young people nowadays, they might not be able to understand. But they had to do that at that time. And there was no other way. Because they didn't have any tissue papers.
They
didn't have any handkerchiefs or any tissues. Or we didn't even have newspapers. You know, in the whole village of 100 households,
just
our house was the only, or the only two, one of the only two households that read the newspapers. And this cold,
we
had the cold since October because we didn't have so much of warm bedrooms. So these cold would go away only in March next year. So throughout the whole winter we'd have cold. So only after the weather became warm in March and we had this yellowish runny nose all throughout the winter. So we didn't have any tissues so, or handkerchiefs. So we couldn't wipe them out. So we would just have to drink it. Excuse me, but so we had to practice it, you know. When it comes out, he had to drink it back, pull it back. So we, you know, in the classrooms, during the class, we couldn't blow them. So we had to, and if it didn't go in enough, we had to wipe it with the sleeves. So this sleeves would be very shiny. The back of the hand would be shiny with the dust and all those stains. So we couldn't even wash them off. And the hands, the skin would crack, and for this hand to be clean, only when the spring came in March, we could wipe them out, and you know, sometimes it would bleed because the stains and the skin got combined with each other. And even such stains, if it's stained, being, if it had been stained for such a long time, it was very hard to take them off. And it's the same with the sins. You commit the sins once and twice and three times and four times, the more it becomes to turn from those sins. Those who tell lies 10 times, 20 times, they can't really turn back. They become flat liars. There are people who tell intelligent lies as if sounding like it's not a lie. You know, these people are very crafty. The same with the stealing, theft. If you steal once, twice, and three times, and 10, 20 times, then you become a real thief. You can't just bear with it if you don't steal. And so if you commit sins 20 times, 30 times, it is deeply planted in your heart and body. It's the same with the foul language. And most students in Korea, they speak foul language. Very foul language. If they speak those bad words 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, it becomes more and more. And they become regular. They become regular. So even if they want to stop, it's hard.
So
in everything. So if you repeat such a certain thing many times, it's hard to turn back. It's the same with drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes. They want to quit smoking and drinking is because it's not good for health, but it's not easy. You know, we all know that. You know, nowadays, in any public place, in airplanes, and in any public place, you can't smoke. In trains or in the stations, in the parks, you know, in every public place, smoking is prohibited. And it also, in the homes, the wives and the children, they don't want their father smoking. They don't even use an honorific language. Just go outside and smoke. You know, in this cold winter, they have to go outside to smoke. And they're maltreated for smoking, but they can't still they can't quit because it is already in their body. Thus, if you immediately turn back from sins, the wall of sin is not built between you and God. It's because you destroyed it right away. And it's easy to destroy. In this kind of case, you can go into spirit if you just pull out the evil in your nature.
So
those things that are not planted, you can just pull them out quickly. So as you learn the truth and if you receive the grace and love of God, you can cast them away quickly. So you can go into spirit quickly. That's the case with those who go into spirit quickly. They didn't love the world. Even while they were in the college, they didn't love the world. And they never took anything of the world. And they just stayed in the truth. They were raised in the truth. So they didn't see anything bad. They didn't take anything bad. They didn't commit sins in their growth. So they didn't love the world in their growth. So their hearts were never taken by the world. And as they came to know the truth, as they determined to go into spirit, they can quickly change their hearts. So they can go into spirit quickly.
그리고 이제 예, 그리고 이제 거기에서 본성향, 부모를 나온 본성향이나
they have these evil in their nature inherited
설교,
from their parents.
목사님에서 설교해 보니까
And in one of the sermons, she talked about the evil in the conscience in so much detail about one's conscience. And such a message will be a blessing.
근데 타고 난 본성 악만 뽑아버리면 바로 영으로 들어갈 수가 있고
In this kind of case, you can go into spirit if you just pull out the evil in your nature. You can cast away sins with a relative ease.
무엇을 버려야 할지
If you just realize what you have to cast off, you can quickly and easily pull out the sinful natures. Just like you can pull out rice seedlings that have just been planted.
이번에 산에 가서는 이제 힘이
In the mountain prayer, I was gaining strength little by little, and I was very happy.
그냥 작년 이때 오랫동안 있다가 이제 힘이 조금씩 주어지니까 너무 행복해요. 그러니까 우선 정리한 게 뭐냐면
So the first thing I did with my strength is I got rid of the TV.
TV에서 제가 역사 극은 보잖아요.
Sometimes I watch these history dramas. I don't waste any time when I just watch while I'm eating. Such history dramas are on, I put it on and
역사도 알 만큼 have 그거 보아서
eat.
내게 무슨 유익이
But,
되는가?
And,
그 시간에
by this time,
보고 말씀을 듣고
I thought that it is also useless because I know history to some extent and these things are not helpful to me anymore.
Or
so instead I would study English or I would just watch GCN. So I just quit watching history dramas. I play the English classes on my laptop or I watch GCN. Because I have this strength, I can sit. Before I had to lie down on my bed, but I sit at the desk so I can do it.
예,
so in the 예, right after the opening of the church, 웃기는, I wouldn't watch TV.
아 그런 것 좀 so 아, 그것도 정리해 버리고 그것도 백해 무익이다. 그 웃기는 거. 와,
I used to watch some comedy to,
그,
but it was also useless. So I just changed it to documentaries about the animals.
동물하고 바꿨다가 이것도 지나보니까
And after some time, it was also useless.
Because I,
every time it is repeated, you know, lions, I already understand their world. You know, I used to watch these animals because, you know, I could see the work of creation, the hands of creation in those things in their world. But after some time, I understood those things, so there were, it was no more use. Useful. So I changed it to history dramas. So I could learn about the history, but now it's not useful anymore. So I, whatever is not beneficial for the kingdom of God, I just stop.
So
because I don't exercise at all, I just sit in the room all day. I used to bowl. But it was also taking a lot of time. Precious time. So it was a very special case, you know, only after some conferences and special occasions I bowl, but I just quit. So the people around me, they suggested that I, it's better, it's, maybe I would go golfing. So I learned a little bit of golfing.
But then,
I began to enjoy it, so I quit it. You know, it was fun. So when I felt it was fun, I quit it. Because if you begin to enjoy it, it becomes more difficult to quit. You have to quit before you actually enjoy it so much. So I quit. So God gave me this wisdom. So in bowling, among so many members, I have the highest score. I had eight or nine strikes in a row. And Elder Gangjun Lee, he once had 10 strikes in a row to break my record. long time ago. I didn't play golf many times. Maybe just three times. But then I had 108 or 98.
98달을 쳤어요. 세 번 올라간 거예요, 저는.
It was my third time on the field.
누가 이렇게 말하면 안 믿을 정도 오더라고요.
People wouldn't believe me. You know, just by being on the field three times and how can you have 98 shots? Elderly is the witness. You know, he's when he was a CEO of the company, he was playing golf for business. So he had played for seven years, and he is tall, and he can. His tee shot is he can hit the long distance. So he asked me to come, and once we played together, and I was almost. Same with the elderly. You know, I was on the field just the third time. He had played for 7 years.
So
it's because with the help of God. I didn't know how to really play, just would go straight. But the elderly, he'd go and had to go around. But in my case, I my ball would just go straight. So it was almost the same. Score. So I was beginning to enjoy it. So I thought I couldn't keep playing. And I just quit. So whatever is not beneficial for the kingdom of God, I stop immediately. And I look for something more beneficial for the kingdom of God. You know, to spend my money or time. You know, the more you enjoy it, the more you like it, it becomes more difficult to quit. So it's the same with the sins. Well, if you realize what you have to cast off, you can quickly and easily pull out the sinful natures, just like you can pull out rice seedlings that have just been planted. There is a person who went into spirit within just a couple of months. Brothers and sisters, rice seedlings that are just a month old are not easily uprooted. They have their roots in the soil, and the number of rice stalks number from 3 or 4 to 7 or 8. In the beginning, you plant 3 to 4 stalks, but later, after a month, it multiplies to 7 to 8 stalks, and also the roots are planted deeply, so you cannot pull them out. Those rice stalks can be uprooted, but you have to use strength to pull them out. When you commit a sin, if you do not turn from it right away, but keep on committing them, the sin will take root in your heart. But before reaching this state, if you really have determination to cast away sins, you can cast them away. If it's not so old, you have to fast and pray to turn from sins after once or twice. But if you commit sins many times, it means you are willfully committing sins. You know that it is sins leading to death. You know it is sin and you still commit sins willfully. Then God has to turn his face away from you. If you commit sins many times, and if it becomes more serious, God has to forsake you completely. At first, he can just turn his face away, but if it becomes a really serious case to crucify the Lord all over again, he will forsake you completely, and the guardian angel will leave you. But, you know, being by yourself, you can't be saved. That is why you have to be very, very careful not to get into such a state. Of course, you must not commit sins once or twice, but if you do commit sins once or twice, you have to repent and turn back immediately with fasting and prayer. Of course, I believe none of you will commit sins from now, but if you commit sins in any case, you have to pull them out immediately. This can be likened with a situation where you have oil stains or deep stains on your body or clothes. In this case, you have to use the soap and other detergents to wipe it out and wash them.
비누로 그냥 해서 척척해도 깨끗해지는데
you can just wash them with the soap
세제를 사용하고 햄스테를 밀고 옷을 빨아야
된다. Easily, but if it's serious, you have to wash with detergents. Namely, in the situation of sin, you need to pray and fast and expend your effort to beat yourself into obedience. Those who belong to this category, they will not have to spend a great deal of time going into spirit.
약 1년 정도면 1 year would be enough for them.
It's because their inner heart is not evil, and they have not loved the world, nor have they built up thick walls of sin before God. So they can relatively easily and quickly pull them out. But they just disappointed God, and they need to rebuild the trust relation. Once they, even if they turn back from sins, they have to recover the trust relation. And it takes time. So it's the best thing is you don't commit sins at all. So once you commit sins, even after repenting and turning back, you have to rebuild the trust relation. So you have to wash away all the iniquities so that the Father will wipe his memories away about your sins. So the Bible says he will not remember your sins as far as the east is from the west. That is when you completely pull it out from your heart. Suppose they have adultery. So they do not commit adulteries anymore. Or fornication. But they still have the sinful natures. I was shocked by God's word. I thought if men, they become eunuchs. I thought this lust goes away completely, but the God's word says it's not true. Unless they pull it out from heart, they still have adulterous mind. Because they did that, they became eunuchs. They can't physically commit adultery, but they can still have adulterous mind. So God's word is never wrong. So, you know, I looked into the eunuchs, you know, in the old times who served the king and the queen, and they still love the woman, even though they can't physically. They even got married. And they like women.
And
so even these eunuchs they fell in love with women, and so even without that, you know, they still have adulterous mind. But some people, they don't commit sins in action. They have never committed sins in action, but they masturbate. Why would they do that? If they don't have adulterous mind, would they do that? It means they have adulterous mind.
So they do that.
If they pull out all the adulterous mind, there's no need. There's no reason to masturbate. Because they still have adulterous mind, they do that.
So,
even though they seem to be trying hard, it takes a long time for them to go into spirit. And also on top of that, they watch obscene materials. So they still have adulterous mind in their heart. So those people, even if you don't commit any sins, you're not even on the rock of faith, then you can have this kind of understanding. If you haven't cast off such things, you still have adulterous mind, and because you do, you're not even on the rock of faith.
자, 지난 시간에 바로 이 두 가지 경우에 대해 설명해 드렸습니다. 사랑하는 성도님들.
In the last session I talked about the above two cases. The brothers and sisters in Christ, unlike two previous cases. If you have repeatedly committed severe sins, it is not easy for you to go into spirit. 3 or 4 months after rice seedlings have been planted, rice stalks have roots deep in the soil. Many smaller roots are firmly fastened into soil, and those rice stalks are not easily uprooted, even when pulled with great strength. The roots, they take, go into the soil. And these 3 to 4 stalks become 7 to 8 stalks, and they become thicker, and they begin to grow fully. And it's not easy to pull them out. Maybe very strong men, if they twist it and pull it out, they might be able to, but it's not easy. Now, when rice stalks produce heads of rice and ripen at harvest time, what does a farmer have to do? He cannot pull them out, so he will cut off the stalks with a scythe. It can be likened to a buildup of dirt and dust that has accumulated on the body and become solid. As I mentioned, the stains on the skin, the runny nose, if it's stained again and again, it cannot be wiped out quickly. You have to put it in the warm water for a long time, and then you have to wipe them again and again. Every year I had to do that in my childhood. So if you wipe it so hard, the skin might be peeled off and you might even bleed. But because the stain is so deep, you cannot wipe it out completely, so you have to do it next day. You have to do it for many days. It's the same with sins. It is also like a white garment that has been deeply stained with dirt and turned almost black. Just as such a garment cannot be cleaned with one or two washings. A person in such a spiritual state cannot be cleansed with fasting prayer just once or twice either. Those who are in the teens and 20s, they go into spirit quickly. But elders, it's so men's mission members, they have to receive blessings in the business and they have to go into spirit for that, so they can help the needy. Of course, they all want to do that. They want to go into spirit quickly, but they can't as they want. It's not that they don't try. They fast and pray, but they can't. The reason is this. They have accumulated sins for such a long time. They have planted sins deeply for such a long time. So to take them out, to pull them out, that what is deep in their heart, it is not easy. You know, the love for the world, it's not easy to pull them out, pull it out. You must repeat the cleansing again and again. If necessary, you have to use hot water and special detergent and soak the garment to remove stains and get it cleansed. Spiritually, you have to receive special grace in season and uproot the roots of sins. It's because the roots of the sinful natures have taken roots so deeply and tightly in your hearts. Hebrews 4:12 reads, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." The word of God is living.
So, 여러분, 회개를 시킨다든가, 죄를 빨리 버리게 한다든가,
and to make you repent and to cast away sins quickly. To cast off sins quickly, you better have men of spirit around you, people of spirit around you. Then you can do it more quickly because they have influence. They have the spiritual lights emanating from themselves. And each of their words will be their strength and grace. Each of their words will be your strength, so you can cast off sins. So you should have, you should try to hang around with people of spirit. Those persons of flesh, they will lead you to flesh. And so it'll take a long time to go into spirit. So hang around with as much as you can with persons of spirit, so you can go into spirit more quickly. So suppose those who are being receiving my touch, my advice, that is so strong. If you just have the determination, when I give you advice once or twice, you can easily cast them away, because we have the aura lights nowadays. But some people, they don't try to cast them away. With their own free will, they don't want to cast them away. So God cannot help them. The Holy Spirit cannot help them. But if you just have the determination, with a couple of times of my advice, you can just cast them away. You know, before, I once gave them a couple of advices, and they wouldn't change, so I wouldn't talk to them anymore, because they don't change, you know. I don't have so much time to keep on giving them advices, because I can give advice to other people instead of him. So there are quite a few of you here. Many senior deaconesses, elders, quite a few. It's not that I never loved them. I gave them advice. Some people, they should be thankful, but they rather give me a hard time for that. Saying that if I say anything, they should listen. And they just look back on themselves. But they ask for something more. You know, please pray for my family member. I have this trouble with one of my family members. Please call him. You know, I don't have time to do all that. And if they begin to ask for more, I have to just cut it off. So if I give you any advice, if you just obey, and then I can give you more advice, or I can lead you into spirit. But if you don't obey, I have to stop at a certain point.
자, 여기서 관절은 틀, 곧 자기
Joints here spiritually refer to frameworks that are formed when self-righteousness is solidified.
기억해 두세요. 관절.
Please remember something like this. Joints, even to the division of soul and spirit, and both joints and marrow. So here, joints spiritually refer to frameworks that are formed when self-righteousness is solidified. Marrow refers to the roots of evil stuck deep within your hearts. If you have something in your marrow, it's not easy to treat it. So these roots of evil are stuck, planted deep in your marrow, so that's why it's not easy to pull it out. The above verse tells us men's frameworks and sinful natures can be stuck in the depths of their hearts and thoughts. So those who are in the spirit, they have a stoppage in the spirit. They can go into spirit, whole spirit anytime, but some people, they spend so many years in the spirit. It's because of their own self-righteousness or framework. They don't make self-righteousness with evil, but within their goodness. Oh, this is goodness. So they have this kind of framework and righteousness, so it's not easy to find it. It's not easy to realize it. So they can't break it quickly enough. So many of you realize these things in the leadership conference this in the summer. It's the same today. Of course, you all want to go into Holy Spirit quickly, but those who are not going into Holy Spirit, they have these frameworks about goodness and what is right, and they arm themselves with the truth, and they make their own frameworks with the truth. So it's not easy to realize such things. But if you listen to all the messages carefully, and other previous sermons, you can realize them, but you lack such effort. So that's why I ask you to listen to all the Beatitudes, levels of goodness, nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, and spiritual love chapter, and all these messages. And if you listen after maybe 10 years or maybe 5 years, it's the same contents, but you feel the different things. Because your level of evil nature 10 years ago must be very different from what you have now. Now you have changed to some extent. Now you have gone into spirit to some extent. And when you listen to them again, you will feel very different things. You will understand them differently. So you will think, will come to lament that you missed, you just didn't take seriously these important, precious messages. As you listen to them again after 5 or 10 years, you feel that it's completely different now. So you can realize yourself, and that is why you have to listen to the messages and summarize it. Those who are going into spirit, those who are close to sermons, most of them are doing the summaries of their of the sermons. Whenever they have time, even though they're so busy, they practice until late night in case of performers. They listen to the messages and summarize them, and they realize themselves through the messages whatever they have to cast off. So they do cast off these things. So for them, it is Christian life is very fun. You know, it's fun to cast off sins, to realize and cast off sins. It is also fun to find it. It is more fun to cast it away. So there is so happy. They're so happy about it. It is such a blessing to realize your sins and to cast them off. It is much greater blessing. And they, this kind of fun, you elders have to feel this kind of fun. But how much do you obey? Honestly. Like these young people, you attend Daniel prayer meeting and listen to the messages after you go home and summarize them. Do you do that? Or you don't have time? Or because you're busy with your business? So because you are busy with your business, does your business go so well and you become so rich? If you go into the spirit, you will naturally be rich. But you do away with such advice, but you spend a lot of time on unnecessary things. In case of these young people who are going into spirit and who are going to Holy Spirit, there are many of them. And these people who are in the spirit, they receive they will receive blessings in 2012, and those who are in the Holy Spirit, I will take responsibility for them. I will give them blessings through God. Of course, they will receive their own blessings, but anyway, those who are in the Holy Spirit, of course, God will work in a way that they don't have to worry about anything of about their living expenditures. But those who are in the Holy Spirit and in spirit, I can just remember their names without having to try. So I can harbor them in my heart. So when I pray, I remember them. So to harbor anybody, I have to remember the name and the face. Once when missionary, praise leader, Ju Kyung-han, I know her name, I know her face. Whenever I prayed, I remembered her, and I prayed for her, and she recovered very quickly. So if you go into spirit, I naturally harbor you, and I remember your name and face, naturally. Those who, many people say to me, oh, please harbor me too in your heart. But you have to go into spirit so that I can naturally harbor you. And those people, they don't have to worry about their living expenditures. God takes responsibility for all things. If you think those who are in the spirit, they have a hard time economically, it means their family has a problem. The family members, they don't love God, and they so their family situation is not good. It's not that the person of spirit is causing hard time. But if there is anybody who is in spirit in the family will also receive blessings. If the family members just can follow after this example or
yeah. 비단 혼과 영, 곧
Evils are planted not just in your soul and spirit, they are planted in your thoughts and your heart. Sins and evils will be combined with the joints of our bones and in the marrow deep inside the bones. The feelings from the gratification of sin is planted so deeply into the body that the people are addicted to sins like the addictions to alcohol or nicotine. Those who are addicted, they can't get themselves out of addiction. But of course in the Lord it's easy. If they just have the determination to do it, it's easy. In my case, I was alcoholic, completely alcoholic. Without drinking alcohol, my body would shake. But once I drank alcohol, it was okay. So I had to drink every day. Instead, I couldn't drink strong liquor, but I had to drink this rice liquor every day. Otherwise, I would have this withdrawal. Because I began to drink strong liquor since I was in the fourth grade. And I learned how to drink before my parents. So I wouldn't cause any troubles after getting drunk. Then I kept on drinking. Since that age, and I was alcoholic. Other people would say they could quit drinking but not smoking, but I said I could quit smoking but not drinking. But after accepting the Lord, I could both of them immediately. Alcoholics experience their body craving alcohol even though they are struggling to quit drinking. If they quit drinking, withdrawal symptoms occur. They shake, have cold sweats, and tremors. They feel upset, uncomfortable, and irritable. Those symptoms stop and they drink. It's not just with smoking and drinking, it's the same with drugs. Once they get addicted to drugs, they have these withdrawals, and they can't bear with it. They become unstable mentally and physically. It is the same with smoking. Tobacco addicts experience indigestion, headache, insomnia, and depression when they quit smoking. For this reason, a heavy smoker continues smoking even though they lose their health, their teeth turn yellowish, and they're not welcomed by the people around them. So it must be so hard for the smokers. The family members, they don't like it. The wives, the children, they don't like it. And they treat their husband and father cold. Of course, they want to quit. You know, in any public place, you can't smoke. But you can't easily quit. In the same way, if sinful natures are deeply planted in the joints and marrow, the body remembers those sins. That's why they commit sins again, even though their hearts are not willing. So they give this excuse. I don't desire it. Suppose a man used to enjoy watching pornography and even habitually did obscene things. Even though he makes a firm resolution to stop, he may return to former habits in life. Even if they determine to stop, you know, after some time, they can't hold it, and they watch obscene things, and it grows. Their lust grows, and they commit sins again. Of course, it is sin to watch obscene materials, but again, on top of that, they commit obscene things, obscene behaviors. Those who enjoy telling lies feel uncomfortable when they do not lie. They can't hold telling lies. So those who tell lies, they will understand this. A violent person can suppress their anger for a time, but as he feels stressed, he finally will act out in fits of anger. that there shouldn't be any violence. But suppose the wife is kind of arguing back so much. And if the husband slaps her or slaps her once, then the wife doesn't keep quiet. And if this goes on for a month or two, and a year or two, now this slapping would become punching. You can't change your habit. What would the wife or children do about it? And such a family will be have a breakup. Such people actually find themselves getting to the point of enjoying such sins. They cannot turn back from them on their own. They simply don't have the strength. They cannot receive God's help either. It's because they have built a very thick and very deep wall of sins before God. When they commit sins continually and repeatedly, the angels are guarding them, turn away from them, and leave them. The Holy Spirit cannot help them any longer. If they are leaders of the church, they have to tell lies all the time. Other people might not know, but they have to keep on telling lies to hide themselves, to cover themselves. It's because they continually defied the voices of the Holy Spirit who knocked the door to their hearts when they were about to sin. As warned in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, the Holy Spirit is extinguished in them. So they don't receive any works of the Holy Spirit. And their consciences become branded with hot iron, as with hot iron. They were children of God, but again they became children of the devil. Why did it happen? Even though they knew in the truth they should not commit such sins, they repeated those serious sins leading to death. Especially, about the money, you know, in the Bible you can find that there was no forgiveness, casting away selfish desires, greed for money. Even though they knew in the truth they should not commit such sins, they repeated those serious sins leading to death. When they committed such an unpardonable sin the first time, they were distressed and afraid. They should have repented and turned back at that point, but they didn't, and they continued to sin. Such a heart is so evil and malicious. It is the sin of crucifying the Son of God again and putting Him to open shame, as recorded in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 46. Such sins will deprive you of salvation. And it is the evil of willfully, repeatedly sinning after receiving the knowledge of truth, as said in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 27. They know it is sin. They know it is malicious sin, sin leading to death. They willfully commit sins. In this kind of case, they don't receive salvation. The Bible clearly says, since those sins are fairly evil and they repeat those sins willfully, roots of sins are tenaciously stuck in their hearts. Because they repeatedly sin like they eat food, they are at a great loss if they don't commit sins, just as when they don't eat, they are too hungry to overcome it. So they can't hold it if they don't commit sins. Of course, they know it is the way of death. They repented. They want to commit sins. They can't just hold it. So what do you have to do? You can't repent. They can't repent on their own. In that case, I touched them, gave them the strength to make them repent. You don't understand my agony. It is only God who knows it. When you go to heaven, in my main house, there will be a writing, whatever I did for you, then in heaven you will understand how much your shepherd has sacrificed himself to lead you to heavenly kingdom. Who would understand this kind of pain and agony? You can understand a little bit only after you go into Holy Spirit. I've been harboring so many souls not to let them fall into hell, sacrificing myself. But I cannot tell you whatever I do for you. But God the Father knows, and that is why He comforts me from time to time. Saying that it must be so hard for you.
And
as a prize, He gave me more and more power, and also many souls who are obedient. And when the time comes, He'll give us the financial blessing to accomplish world evangelism and to build the Canaan sanctuary. That's what He prepared. And He's giving me, as a consolation, all those blessings for my sacrifice. Nobody would understand my agony and pain and suffering. It's like carving my own bones to save you from falling into hell. I've loved you and harbored you. I've been guiding you until now. And so now many young people are changing. And all these things cannot just happen because I've invested and loved them, given my love, given my effort, and given them the strength to do it. So many young people are changing and they are becoming men of going into spirit. Like in the case of the leader of the Young Adults Mission, because I loved him. He changed and he's going into spirit. And he has a determination to give his life for his shepherd. And because he's changed, all Young Adults Mission members are changing. But who would understand this kind of pain of mine?
마음도 몸도 짙은 죄에 물들어 버리고 원수마귀 사단이 조종한 대로 순종하는
Not only their hearts but their bodies are stained with heavy sins. Their soul and body fall into the complete control of the enemy, devil, and Satan.
십자가 현재 못 박는 행위를
Because
ha게 되면 그런단
they
말이에요.
Crucify the Lord again.
심한 경우 양심이
willfully committing sins. If it goes too far, their consciences first become numb and eventually become seared as with a hot branding iron.
자기 양심이 화인 맞아서 외식함으로 거짓말하는 자들은
As recorded in 1 Timothy 4:2 that reads, the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. Some believers who have church titles commit sins willfully. No matter how often they are warned by the sermons, they sin time and again. What a wicked and malicious heart it is. If their conscience is alive, they must be ashamed. If they think of the Lord who was crucified for them, they must feel heartbroken.
죄 짓지 않고요. 사망일은 죄 짓지 않고 가는 사람들은
Those who are not committing sins, who are not committing sins leading to death, I don't have to touch them or I don't have to give my love to them because they love God, they love the shepherd, they fulfill their duties. They're on their own. I don't have to touch them. But if they are at a, you know, if I feel uncomfortable. Oh, he might go to hell if I just leave him like that. And he is turning back, but he is still fragile. Then I have to harm him. Those whose consciences have been branded don't feel ashamed and do not shed a single teardrop. Our God gave a chance of forgiveness even to those sinners. Among them, those who really repented of their sins could be forgiven of their sins by God. But your repentance can be recognized by God only when you are rooting the traces of sin from your soul and body as well. Those who really repented of their sins came to hate the sins leading to death from their hearts. They tried their best to cast away all the sins as quickly as possible. There is no reason for them to have those sins. It is not easy to cast away those sins, sinful natures. In such a state, how can they attain to the level of spirit? As said in Hebrews 12:4, they must struggle against and throw away sins, even to the point of shedding blood. It's not for everybody, not just anybody can struggle against sins to the point of shedding blood. Those whose sins are planted deep in their mind, deep in their body, they have to struggle against sins to the point of shedding death, to the point of shedding blood. But those who haven't committed sins leading to death, they don't have to struggle against sins because their sins are light. Their evil natures are light. So just by repenting and fasting, they can just cast them away. But those, there are many sins leading to death mentioned in the Bible. Those who committed such sins, it's an evil sins. And if they repeatedly commit these sins, it's so planted so deep in your heart, so you cannot really pull it out by yourself. So also the enemy devil, Satan, will control such evil natures. So in this case, you have to struggle against sins to the point of shedding blood. They must continually cling to God in order to receive the spirit of repentance and to repent, tearing their hearts until they receive the grace and strength for sanctification and help of the Holy Spirit. But since last December 25th last year, it's become so easy to cast off sins because the Lord God and the Holy Spirit are helping you, especially the aural lights, so you can quickly cast away sins easily. You don't have to struggle against sins to the point of shedding blood. Only if you have the determination to cast away sins, you can easily cast them away. God is giving you this much grace, and if you still love the world and try, not try to cast away sins, and such people, I cannot help them. The Lord was trying to teach Judas Iscariot, but he didn't realize anything, and he went the way of death. They must continually, then they must overcome the temptations of sin with their own willpower. In that process, they may receive punishments for their sins, but they must give only thanks. It is because it proves they are not legitimate children, but children of God. Punishments turn into blessings in faith. I've seen many times. I've seen many people who already passed away because they committed so many sins. Sins depriving of salvation. But they repented everything. Honestly, they confessed everything because they had these diseases. They didn't have any chance of recovery, but anyway, they confessed all their sins, and they were forgiven of their sins. They knew that they were forgiven of their sins in their heart, because God gave them peace from heart. So those people, although they were not healed of their disease, they were saved. They were still saved. When they were dying, they were so happy. And they said they love the senior pastor first, the most, because their spirit knows that they were saved through this prayer of mine. They would say that they love the senior pastor first. So those who are saved like that, they can go up to the second kingdom of heaven, not as high as the third kingdom. When you suffer from serious disease or severe affliction in the heart, if you fully realize how painful the result of sin is, it'll urge you to throw away sins. When King David sinned, he received severe trials because he was a beloved son of God. And finally, he was refined like pure gold. In order to go into spirit quickly, above all, you have to do your best to feel the love of God. You must meditate on his love every moment and feel how much he has loved you. You have to continually bear in mind that the Lord bore the terrible suffering of the cross for you, the Holy Spirit lamented and groaned for you unceasingly, and the shepherd sacrificed himself to the point as though all of the parts of his body were being shattered to pieces. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and Jesus endures. 1 Peter 3:10-11 says, the one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. Those who desire life, the one who desires life and to love and see good things, if he wants to enjoy a heavenly life, he must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. If you violate the commandments, it is all from the evil. If you commit sins leading to death, if you don't depart from sins, finally you will go to hell. And God tells us to turn away from evil and do good. If you want to see good things, if you want to live a happy life in heaven eternally, along with so many other persons of spirit and along with your shepherd, they must turn from evil and do good. Your life has been purchased at the cost of the precious blood of the Lord. You have not kept such a precious life that is like the blood of God the Father for long. On December 25th last year, many of you recovered your lives. In addition, I nearly sacrificed my life. As the evidence of sacrificing my life, it's not just words. What is the evidence? That is much easier for you to cast off sins. Before, it is very hard for you, but so many people are casting off sins very easily. And the changes are taking place so quickly in middle school, high school, and college students. This is the evidence. It's not just words, but this is actuality. And your children are changing. And also God gave us these aura lights on my birthday. So these lights help you cast away sins more easily. So many of you are going to spirit and you are going passing, going over there, passing the rock of faith. And as you see these so many beautiful aura lights, how can anybody deny such things? Those who do, they must, I think, you know, they're helpless, even if their brains are hit by thunder or something, lightning or something. You know, God lets you see so many things. And it is only by God and His grace. I earnestly interceded for you in prayer until it was sometimes a wonder just for me to stand and breathe. That's why, once again, please consider your narrowly regained life as precious. It means you must go into spirit. What do I ask of you? There's nothing but that you should go into spirit. Go into spirit, let us go to a better heavenly dwelling place. And you will not have to be worried that it might be lost again. How comfortable it'll be. In what ways can you become strength to me? Those who have been following you, following me, for a long time, I say to them, what is the evidence of loving me? You say you love me so much for so many years. What is the evidence of loving me? You don't even come into spirit and how can you say you love me? If you really loved me, you would have obeyed. And by obedience, you'd have cast off evil and sins and you would have come into spirit. Without coming into spirit, how can you say you love the shepherd? Not just a couple of years, but for so many years. If you really love me, you wouldn't be able to do that. How would you not be able to obey? You would have obeyed and must have come into spirit already. I told you I would give you even billions in gold if you are able to completely accomplish Holy Spirit. If I can buy a person who is in Holy Spirit, I will be willing to pay millions of dollars. Same with those men in the Spirit. You know? If I can buy them with money, I'll be willing to pay so much money. I'm being very honest. But without even having to pay, so many people are coming into spirit. So what would I do? I'll give them blessings. You know, I'll take the responsibility for them because I'm so happy about them. Because they are giving me such great happiness. They are giving glory to God and they are making the kingdom of God vigorous.
Of course.
So I'd be willing to, you know, pay for them to go into spirit, but because they are going to spirit without even having to pay. You know, I want to bless them so much. You know, those in the those who are in the spirit. I said those who are in the those performers who are in the spirit. Before we go to a Canaan sanctuary, you know, I'd be willing to give them. Their cars and so many other gifts. You can just watch what kind of blessings they'll be receiving. It's not too late for you, all the elders, everybody. Just go into the spirit. Then I'll make it in a way that you won't have to worry about your living expenses. But it's not actually me. It is God who is blessing them. If you completely stay away from the path to hell and instead attain to the level of spirit and whole spirit, nothing is more encouraging to me than this. If you cast away sins that you committed in the past, and now you obey, and now you go into spirit, those are being faithful. I love them so much. I want to give everything I have. And so I'm watching and searching in many ways, and I'm supplying them with many things because I'm so thankful to them. And the more people like that we have, we can accomplish the world evangelism more quickly, more greatly. So if the elders go into spirit, I'll be so happy. I'm watching carefully. Some elders, their family will be a family of a spirit. And the wife of the elder, senior deaconess, their children, they are ahead of their parents. And the parents are also recognizing the church. They have good faith, great faith. And they are diligently living by the word of God, but because the children, they never committed sins and they never loved the world, they can go into spirit quickly. They are ahead of their parents. There are quite a few families, but in the Mommy magazine, they will. The parents of Brother Sung Cho Song, Elder Seok Gil Song. His family. They are doing a. Making a bet on who would go into whole spirit first. So I, upon hearing that, it is so obvious. The answer is already there. You know, the children, they can go into spirit. You know, in a moment, they can go into spirit and whole spirit. It didn't take a long time to go into whole spirit. You know, the children will be the first to go into whole spirit. The parents are slow. So why would they make a bet about it? Just, they would just give it. Why would you lose your bet? So just say, if you go into the Holy Spirit, I'll give you this gift. Because they never committed sins. They are fast. You know, but the parents, they've been living for 30, 40, 50 years, and they had these sins they stored up before they came to know the truth. So it takes a longer time to wipe these sins off. Quickly come into spirit and whole spirit. God gave you the chance. He forgave even those who crucified the Lord again and put him to open shame. The Holy Spirit gave you the hope for New Jerusalem. Why would God reject you if you are struggling against and throwing away your sins and earnestly trying to change? God the Father would never reject you. I also paid the payment for you, which is greater than billions in gold. Many times. Would God exchange me with zillions of dollars? But even that life, risking that life, I put it up for a guarantee to receive the answer from God. I'm sure God will give you the grace enough to lead you into the level of spirit and Holy Spirit. Of course, He is giving you this grace, and He will be giving you this grace until, not just until this end of the year, but continually He will give you the grace until we go into Canaan sanctuary. And even after we go into Canaan sanctuary, because we have the grand sanctuary, He will lead us so that we can go into Holy Spirit. Hold fast this love and win the victory. Enjoy the removing of dangerous landmines and poisonous germs from your body and your life. I am also encouraging you all the time. And the aura-like lights are covering you. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will do your best at a time like this so that you will go into spirit quickly and easily. When we go into Canaan sanctuary, those who are in the Holy Spirit, I will give them offices. Even if they are just layman members, they can have an office so the church members, they will come to them to receive prayer and for counseling, because I cannot handle all of them. So those who are in the Holy Spirit and the Spirit, they will be able to handle these church members. They have to be given the offices so they can have a meeting with the church members for counseling and prayers. So those in the Holy Spirit can give proper counseling, make them repent what the cause of the problem is, and they will understand other people's hearts so they can have proper diagnosis and give them correct answer. So the financial committee, these people, those persons in the Holy Spirit, they should be given an office. So for these people, the church members will line up so much because the church will have such a great revival. So after Friday and Sunday, of course, it'll be hard for them. But the Holy Spirit, they are reviving souls, and they won't say it's tiring. And also it's such a great reward in heaven. So please remember. Even if I forget, please just make it happen. Let's pray, thinking about the message. I couldn't split into two messages, but I just had to finish it. Please be understanding. So I just wanted to finish this message. Let's pray. Father God, thank you. Let this message become faith and life. Let us understand why it is not easy to cast off sins, while some others take just a couple of months or just a year to go into spirit. Let us understand why it is so hard for us, why we are not even on the rock of faith, why we can't go into spirit. I believe we understood it. And we can also see what we have to do. We have to struggle against the sins to the point of shedding blood again and again. And that is the only way. So we have to pull out even the deepest original roots of sins so we can stand on the rock of faith and we can go into spirit. And even after pulling out the roots of sin, there will be traces remaining after going into spirit, so we can go into Holy Spirit only after we remove all these traces. Let us understand these points. We can do it. Lord, thank you. With the help of God and the Lord and with the royal lights, we can do it. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. Ferment it all in trails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them in the fire of the Holy Spirit, and give them spiritual and physical health. Pastor Daniel Rosen of Israel will go on a mission trip from December 23rd to 26th to Cyprus. There'll be a meeting of four church united meeting. Yeah, let him speak with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Erika Flores Pastrana of Mexico is in coma. Father, let her come back to her senses. Let her gain consciousness. Valen Tani Tono of Germany be healed of diabetes and let there be the pastor who can lead this church, their church spiritually. Keith Costanza of United States, difficulty in breathing and weakness, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Deco of Indonesia, heart disease, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Aliang, cerebral paralysis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Sung Aichin, cancer and water in the abdomen, be healed. Johan Song, low immunity, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, show your works transcending space and time, burning the fire of the Holy Spirit, cleanse them. Also, there are prayer requests from In Victory website and TBN Russia viewers. There are prayer requests. Lay your hands on them. Answer to their desires. Bless them. Heal them. Lord, thank you. Lay your hands on all the church members from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Cleanse them and light come. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Ringing in the ear go away. All skin diseases go away. All internal troubles, all internal organs be healthy. Cancers go away, metastasized cancers go away. Lung diseases, all lung troubles go away. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, be healed. All disease germs, go away. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away. Father, thank you. Give us peace throughout this week. And protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes in driving. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.